And now we have Benson Patients Panel, and there's an article on the primary care networks. There are a lot of changes going on in the NHS as a result of the long-term plan that has been devised by NHS England. As reported in October's Benson Bulletin, this involves GPs adopting new arrangements at local surgery levels, whereby Benson, Wallingford and Goring Woodcote surgeries will come together in a primary care network known as a PCN. The three surgeries will remain independent of each other, just as they are now, but will collaborate to provide a wider range of services at local level. In planning these services, PCNs will need to involve local community health and care services, including voluntary sector groups and patient representatives, in the design, planning, and perhaps delivery of these services. Every GP surgery in England is supposed to have a patient participation group, a PPG, like Benson Patients Panel. PPGs were not asked at the outset what they think of the idea of PCNs, nor were we invited to help in the planning and developing them. Since 2013, PPGs in Oxfordshire have met together in locality forums set up by Oxfordshire Clinical Commissioning Group, OCCG, and were able to share experiences and put forward our views to OCCG. OCCG has now disbanded these forums. Instead, their chief executive, Lou Patton, says, in line with the national long-term plan for the NHS, the patient voice at locality forum level now needs to be developed to be more inclusive of our populations and centred around primary care networks. OCCG has asked Healthwatch Oxfordshire, see last month's Benson Bulletin, to help support this and set up the wider stakeholder network for the system. Despite our lack of involvement in this decision, we will work with Healthwatch Oxfordshire in the hope that patients' voice is heard loud and clear under the new arrangements. Thanks to the very good relationship that has built up over the last 6 years between GPs and PPGs in South East Oxfordshire, led by John Reed, who's the Benson Patients Panel Chair, we have at least been kept informed about how our local PCNs are developing. It is possible there will be a lot of benefits from well-functioning PCN, but equally, we need to know what potential challenges are and what patients feel about them. Benson Patients Panel has decided to take the initiative. So, by the time this edition of Benson Bulletin is published, we will have met with the other two PPGs and the lead GPs in our network to discuss how we can work together and ensure that we get the best out of our PCN. We will let you know all about it in the February issue of the Bulletin. And that was written by Maggie Winters.